give it away. That big four-poster king-size bed where all our love was made, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away.
Shop locally, listen locally, Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Saturday night, there's a thousand stars in the sky. On a winding road, her memory flows. She'll face the fact
she wants to go back. She opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about.
She hasn't yet. Not a single day goes by. That feeling again reminds her of when I held her tight.
It felt so right. She opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about me.
Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. The race for the White House. I'm Richard Cantu. The Biden campaign is attributing his raspy voice during last night's CNN presidential debate to him having a cold. The president and first lady stopped by an Atlanta Waffle House on their way out of town. He told reporters he thought he did well, but added,
"It's hard to debate a liar. New York Times pointed out he made lied 26 times. Big lies.
There was lots of mudslinging.
At times, the CNN presidential debate sounded like schoolyard insults.
159 presidential scholars voted him the worst president in the history of the United States of America.
Former President Trump returning fire with his own assessment of Joe Biden.
He's the worst president in the history of our country. He's destroyed our country.
Neither man finding much common ground and blaming each other for everything from the border to fractured abortion laws to foreign wars. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Cue the fireworks and celebrate Independence Day with the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. Save 50% off site-wide and fire up the perfect backyard cookout with tender steaks, juicy burgers, deli-style franks, and more family favorites. Shop today at omahasteaks.com and score an extra $30 off when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Plus, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets mostly lower. July up 5 to 1957. August, though, down 31 to 2019. September down 27 to 2033. October milk down 3 at 2030. Cheese markets mixed. Barrels down 2 to 188. 40-pound blocks up 3 to 191. One trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 and 3 quarters to 310 and 3 quarters. Two trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 118. Eight trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 48.5. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower on the day as the trade continues to await any type of cash markets. Even though boxed beef prices were higher, traders were unwilling to bid the cattle higher. Hog markets mostly lower. The export inspections report showed 39,000 metric tons exported, but there was a lot of positioning ahead of the hogs and pigs report. June live cattle up $1.25 to $194.17. August feeder cattle down $1.12 to $260.65. July hogs down 45 cents to $89.45. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans mostly lower as the warm weather will persist into July, but many areas are still seeing some positive weather to help with some of the tasseling of the corn and also the start for some of the soybean crops, especially on double cropped acres. Wheat markets mostly higher due to severe oversold conditions. A lot of short covering happening in the wheat markets yesterday. July corn down 6.25 to 413.75. New crop down 2.75 to 433.75. July beans down 10.5 to 1152.5. New crop down 2.25 to 1104.75. Chicago wheat July up 18.5 to 559.75. Minneapolis wheat July up 14.75 to 610.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 368, July and August 371, new crop 379. Cash beans at 1086, July 1086, new crop 1025. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn, 387 and three quarters. July, 387 and three quarters. August, 379 and a half. New crop, 383 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash and July and August corn at 389. New crop also at 389. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn, 370. New crop, 378. Cash beans, 1084. New crop, 1029. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 374, new crop 384, cash beans 1084, new crop 1020. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 393, July 393, August 397, new crop 388. Cash beans 1122, July 1122, August 1111, new crop 1045. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 372, new crop 378, cash beans 1091, new crop 1032. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 176 to 197, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 180, market cows 111 to 325, bulls 135 to 165, calves 290 to 940, beef steers 169 to 375, Holstein steers 131 to 382. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 240 and down, ewes and rams 105 and down. Goat markets, does 210 and down, bucks 220 and down. Meanwhile, at Zimbrota, finished beef steers at 161 to 198, finished beef heifers 187 to 196, finished dairy steers 170 to 176.50, market cows 110 to 129, market bulls 144 to 178.50. Hog markets, market hogs at 67 to 78, light sows 68 to 69, heavy sows 69.75 to 73.50, and boars sold from 24 to 35. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Hi, I'm calling to find out about my car, the transmission.
Your vehicle manufacturer's warranty has expired or is about to.
How much?
I'd say $10,000.
Wow, that's crazy.
You still like your car, so get Endurance's low-cost vehicle coverage plan and save your money. The cost of living is going up. The last thing you need is a sudden, devastating expense. Avoid that with Endurance's low-cost vehicle coverage plan.
Sorry, lady.
It's okay. I'm covered. Go ahead and fix it.
If you own a 2004 or newer made vehicle, you may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this special coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. It's simple. You pick the deductible. You pick the coverage. You even choose your own repair shop. Roadside service and towing is included. Now you can stop worrying about unexpected repair bills. Call 800-260-1679 for your free, no-obligation, 5-minute quote. 800-260-1679. 800-260-1679.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 74 this afternoon. Tonight down to 61. Tomorrow partly cloudy, breezy 75 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high right around 73. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
So good. How do we stay so long together when everybody said we never would? And just when I start to think they're right, the love has died. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a king. said, won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, you almost fell out. Too stuck together from the ATL. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, feeling kinda sick. Just a spoonful of sugar, make it better real quick. I say, whoa-oh, whoa-oh, what you gonna do with that? Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, come on over here with that sugar, sticky, sweet stuff. Come on, give me that stuff. Everybody wants some melodies that get stuck up in your head. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, up in your head. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, up in your head. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, up in your head. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer waiting. My resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone. And I'm tired of pretending I don't love you anymore. Let me make one last appeal to show you how I feel about you. Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. My heart can't take the beating.
not having you to hold. A small voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore.
Dobie Buffaloes from all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
It's okay.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brad Paisley and the world here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have showers across the region, even a thunderstorm at times, and temperatures in the low to mid-60s. Looks like that rain's going to be sticking around today, but then things are going to begin to clear out pretty quickly for the weekend, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we're talking with Rusty Volk, General Manager of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Yep, that's going to be our first fair that we'll be at this year, and we're going to be chatting with Rusty to hear a little bit about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. This June, we send our thanks to all the hardworking dairy farm families across western Wisconsin. Without you, we wouldn't have the wonderful dairy products we all love. Not in dairy or agriculture? Check out a local breakfast on the farm every Saturday at a farm near you.
Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Minnesota farmers have been bogged down by wet weather. We'll talk about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
After a year of lackluster rainfall in 2023, Minnesota farmers were happy to see some needed precipitation this growing season. But at the same time, the rain is causing early season issues and delays. Nick Schimmick, a local field agronomist with Pioneer Seeds in central Minnesota, says the positive news is that the soil profile is not lacking moisture.
I'd say for the most part, I mean, I haven't checked the drought monitor lately, but I think we were starting to come out of that over the winter. You know, even with our minimal snow that we had all winter long, we actually had picked up some rainfalls throughout the winter that actually helped kind of replenish some of that soil profile just a little bit. Obviously, we didn't have maybe a ton, but with the lack of frost or minimal frost and some moisture during the winter, that helped.
Some areas have received up to 10 inches of total rainfall since May 1st, and that's resulted in a yellowing of early corn plants.
You know, there's a little bit of concern. Of course, now we're getting to that stage where some of those plants are starting to demand a lot more nitrogen. And if we did lose any of that based on some of this moisture, those plants are starting to express that with some of that lower leaf yellowing, potentially those whole spots yellowing, plus those roots have been potentially sitting in some saturated soils, which, of course, is a little bit oxygen deprived, and they just need to kind of be able to stretch out and keep going too, which limits that as well. So, you know, these plants will be getting there soon where we're going to be needing that nitrogen. If we haven't seen it yet, just got to make sure we're timely with some of our top dress and season nitrogen application.
About growing degree units, that's on par with 2023, despite having limited daytime highs over 80 degrees.
Slightly, maybe 30-ish GDUs ahead of normal for central Minnesota, which really isn't much. That's just a couple of days. In the big scheme of things, we can make or lose that pretty quick. But same, as we get into June, it's kind of right there along with normal of what's tracking. So you look at it back, and I think it just seems off because you look back to the last few years, and as we get through June, we start to finish the growing season out at 300 to 400 GGUs ahead of time. And June and August and some of that September time frame, we made up for a lot of GGUs. And just not quite the same pattern this year. We're kind of back to, I would say, a normal heat year when you look at the long-term averages.
Another issue of concern for Minnesota farmers, just like in Wisconsin, alfalfa weevil. Farmers saw early signs of the bugs as they tried to work around the weather to harvest first crop alfalfa.
Coming through the winter, knowing that we came off a couple of years of high bug pressure, alfalfa weevil specifically, we kind of were on the lookout again this year going through a mild winter. And And depending on where you're at, you know, it seems like those alfalfa weevils came back with the vengeance again. It seems like where we were able to control them well last year, or better at least, with maybe a couple insecticide applications or get after it timely, they didn't quite come back quite as heavy. However, there's been a fair amount throughout the area, and I think the struggle with that too this year is that we were trying to get out there to harvest that crop between the rains, and those alfalfa weevils showing up, we're feeding on it at the same time, so you got to try to harvest to get rid of them, but we can't get out there to harvest, so it kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Pioneer agronomist Nick Schimmick. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10. Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's RADIO to 321-321.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 74 this afternoon. Tonight down to 61. Tomorrow partly cloudy, breezy 75 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high right around 73. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Daddy worked hard for his dollar. He said some folks don't, but that's okay. Well, they won't know which road to follow, because an easy street might lead you astray. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. I have lived life in the fast lane. You gotta watch your back and look both ways. When it's said and done, the time we have is borrowed. You better make real sure you hit it the right way. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. On the dirt road.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sawyer Brown and the Dirt Road here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid-60s this morning, and we do have some showers in the area. USDA just announced $12 million in grant funding is now available to support processing capacity expansion on farm improvements and technical assistance to producers through the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. The funds will be awarded non-competitively to the initiatives not only in California, but also through the University of Wisconsin. The announcement was made by USDA Undersecretary Jenny Lester Moffitt, who was joined by Randy Romanski from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Undersecretary Moffitt highlighted the importance of the initiatives and their contributions to the U.S. dairy industry. So be watching for more. You can visit the Farm Service Agency office as well, find out more about the Dairy Business Initiative and those new grants. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by ADM Regenerations. Learn how to get paid for your regenerative practices at ADMRegenerations.com. Missouri chicken farmers announced last week a new lawsuit against Tyson Foods and Cal-Maine, alleging that those two firms are in violation of antitrust laws after Cal-Maine bought a former Tyson chicken plant. I'll have the details after this.
If you've been on the fence about adding cover crops in your farm management plan, now may be the time to take the leap. ADM offers incentives that reward you for conservation practices. Some state incentives pay over $35 an acre, and those dollars can help offset costs related to planting crops. Plus, you gain agronomic rewards, such as healthier soils, reduced erosion, and better soil moisture holding capacity. And there are no long-term commitments. It's time to get off the fence. Learn all about your state's incentives at ADMRegenerations.com.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now, ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMRegenerations.com to learn more.
Missouri chicken producers have cried foul since Tyson Foods announced last August that it would be shuttering processing plants in Dexter and Knoll, Missouri, in a bid to cut costs. Tyson Foods, the world's second largest meat processor, made more than $2.8 billion in gross profit last year, but the firm, apparently, couldn't afford to maintain the 600 jobs at the Dexter facility. Following the closure announcement, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley met with Tyson Foods CEO Donnie King and later reported on Twitter that Tyson was willing to sell the closed facilities to any interested party, including competitors. At the time, Senator Hawley said anything that didn't keep the facility processing chickens would be a violation of Missouri's antitrust laws. But despite the reassurances from Tyson and the political class, in December of last year, Tyson agreed to sell the facility to Cal-Maine Foods, the largest producer of shell eggs in the United States. And by March, Cal-Maine had announced that their focus in the community would be egg production and not meat. For local growers who had made substantial investments in their broiler-raising facilities, the move to egg production provides them with no additional market, so they filed suit. In Stoddard County, Missouri, at the 35th Judicial Circuit Court last week, 45 plaintiffs alleged that Tyson failed to honor its commitment to sell the plant in a way that would benefit the local community and comply with antitrust laws. Specifically, the motion states that by not keeping the plant in chicken meat production, Tyson has run afoul of the Missouri Supreme Court decision from 1949 in the Empire Storage case. The suit was filed in Dexter by the Oliver firm, and it names Tyson Foods, Tyson Chicken, Cal-Maine Foods, and Mark Avery, the former plant manager for Tyson, as defendants. This is only the most recent lawsuit against Tyson over the closure of these plants, as another lawsuit alleging breach of contract and fraud against the company is also moving forward through the courts. I'll have more after this.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Missouri chicken growers are continuing their fight against Tyson Foods over the closure of two processing plants in the state. While a new lawsuit alleges antitrust activity by the company, an earlier case alleging that Tyson misled local farmers about the future of the plant and encouraged them to make expensive upgrades to their facilities, which now no longer have a purpose, continues to move forward. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by ADM Regenerations. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, VH1, TLC, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows, and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR, so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life and buy high. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Lying on the bank of the river, stars are dancing, Lord, it's hot. Holding you is what I live for.
heard he needed some help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work in that dadgum heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine, and just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. Got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Keep it in the middle of the road, honey, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Either right or left, right down the center we go. Side like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Honey, let's stay on the straight and narrow. Stick together just like a bow and arrow. We're headed in the right direction, don't lose control. Don't look, don't ever look back. Cause honey, don't you know we're on the right track. Got a combination too good to let go. Keep it in the middle of the road, honey, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Neither right nor left, right down the center we go. Don't let our love fall by the wayside like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Thank you.
gotta be tough,
tough,
stand our ground. Don't let nobody pull us down. Get out of the fast lane and take it slow. We
gotta love,
steady as a rock,
flowing like a river, spinning like a top.
We got a combination too good to let go. Oh, oh,
keep it in the middle of the road.
Honey, let's keep it in the middle of the road.
Neither right nor left, right down the center we go. Don't let our love
fall by the wayside like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. According to the latest informal Wisconsin Farm Bureau Market Basket Survey, the total cost of 12 food items used to host a summer cookout for 10 totaled $66.38, down 0.5% from last year's average. Broken down by plate, the cost of a summer cookout in Wisconsin remains less than $7 a person. The same survey conducted on the national level by American Farm Bureau totaled $71.22, which is 5% higher than last year's national average. That's the highest national average since the survey was initiated in 2013. While we witnessed several price fluctuations across the items included in the summer market basket survey, the overall price in Wisconsin remained relatively stable from 2023, said Wisconsin Farm Bureau Senior Director of Public Relations Cassie Sonnentag. Wisconsin's diverse agriculture industry lends itself to affordable food prices due to the availability and proximity to many of the survey's items. As Class 3 milk prices continue to build some strength, the dairy cattle market is following suit. Brad Thielen, owner of Long Prairie Livestock in Long Prairie, Minnesota, shares some of the sale prices from his recent dairy sale on June 21st.
Them cows bring 2,000 to 3,000. You had 60 cows. Only two cows went to kill. So you guys, if you're thinking of selling your dairy herds, don't let them miss you and tell you they're all kill cows, because they sure in the heck ain't. We got lots of guys looking for dairy cows, that's for sure.
Replacements are becoming more difficult to find with an increase in beef on dairy breeding. Thielen says the Springer and shortbread markets are also getting stronger, too.
Springer heifers last week, 2,400 to 3,200. Open and breedable heifers all weights from $1.80 to $2.50 by the pound. Nice run of shortbreads from 2,000 to 2,700.
The baby calf market has also been at historic highs since the fall of 2023. Calves from 1 to 3 weeks old are bringing a premium price.
Them baby calves, Holstein baby calves, 500 to 700. Small and commons, 450 to 550. Holstein beef crossers from 750 to 900. Straight beef baby calves yesterday, 850 to 1100.
USDA will begin accepting applications on Monday for its updated emergency assistance for livestock, honeybees, and farm-raised fish program. The goal is to provide financial assistance to eligible dairy producers who incur milk losses due to the H5N1 virus infection in their dairy herds. The Farm Service Agency expanded ELAP through the rulemaking process to assist with a portion of financial losses resulting from reduced milk production when cattle are removed from commercial milking in dairy herds having a confirmed positive H5N1 test. Positive test results must be confirmed through the National Veterinary Services Laboratories. USDA remains committed to working with producers, state veterinarians, animal health professionals, and federal partners as we continue to detect the presence of H5N1 in dairy herds and take additional measures to contain the disease spread, said Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. We're committed to providing the support needed to help producers recover. CropLife America sent a letter to the EPA addressing the Office of Pesticide Programs April update on the agency's draft herbicide strategy. It's part of the EPA's framework to meet its obligations under the Endangered Species Act. CLA's letter lauds the agency's issuance of the draft herbicide strategy and the extent to which it reflects significant input from interested stakeholders. The letter also offers recommendations on how the draft herbicide strategy can be successfully finalized and implemented. CLA emphasizes the necessity of pesticide use with the importance of protecting endangered species and their habitats, urging EPA to take realistic farming practices into consideration. Understanding the needs of our nation's growers is imperative to the success of the EPA, and any mitigation put in place will only work if real-world implications of how we farm are considered, said Alexandra Dunn, CLA President and CEO. We want a practical and scientifically sound plan. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 74 this afternoon. Tonight down to 61. Tomorrow partly cloudy, breezy 75 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high right around 73. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd.